This is going to be my 1 year update as an unemployed postgraduate.
This person says the job market is worse than 2008. The job market is beyond terrible. Couldn't even get a job at McDonald's despite having 4 years of restaurant experience. And also like almost 2 years of management experience. I don't know what's going on here, guys, but the job market really is this bad. I mean, even like back during like the housing bubble pop, you can still get a job at McDonald's. You can still get a job at like your local coffee shop. But nowadays, it seems like you can't even get a job at McDonald's. And if you guys want to see an even worse job market, head over towards north to Canada. Like a single McDonald's position has like 20 people lining out the door. You know, right now it's pretty bad. And says, I would have gotten a job at McDonald's if it was 2008, but I can't get a job now in 2025. This person says, I got the degree, got the paper, just can't get the job. Applied to 20 plus positions despite having a bachelor's, can't get anything. And some of the jobs are just straight up scams. This person says, does it look like 2008 right now? Because it kind of feels like it. You know, this person is saying that can't get anything. Seems like that's a very common problem. Gen Z is seriously struggling to get anything. You know, this person's getting a master's degree and just landed a crappy $40,000 IT help desk position. Not exactly the job that you want while going down in more debt and more school. You know, back in the day, getting a master's was like a really, really big deal and opens a lot of doors for you. But nowadays, a bachelor's degree is like a GED, and the master's degree is like a worthless bachelor's degree. It's pretty rough out there.
I've graduated from my master's degree in May, and I've been unemployed ever since. It's been tough. Morale is low. I live alone, so it's lonely. So I wanted to do something to make me feel better. So welcome to episode one of the Unemployment Diaries. I have an agenda for today, which I will share with you guys. So this is in no particular order. Today's Monday, 6th of October. Woke up at 7:45 a.m. Got out of bed at 10 a.m. Like I said, down bad. So I already had my daily O and already called my bestie. I checked those off my list. Breakfast is actually lunch, but breakfast. I'm having pancakes, which I have in front of me. So this is my breakfast. It's homemade banana pancakes that I made. These are like blueberries, blackberries, and figs. And then some peanut butter and jam and some syrup. I need to clean and wash my car because it's dirty. Need to file a police report because someone stole some money from me. Need to get my brows done and my nails. Need to get my nails done. Need to make some TikToks because I just like making videos. Go to the library, continue my job interview prep, and then microdose Fortnite. I don't think I'm going to get everything done today because it's already 1 p.m. But I'm going to take you guys along with me. I just finished filing my police report and that took a lot longer than I thought. And I forgot I had Pilates today at 6:30. Now I'm going to wash my car. So come with me whilst I do that. So I'm in my car right now. I just cleared up a bunch of trash that was around my car. All of it's in here. Once I do that, I'm going to go to the car wash now. Then after that, I do need to get some gas. I'm very low.
This is my first time ever in a car wash. I've never been in a car wash. Hey, and it's a very surreal experience what's going on here.
My car is so dirty.
Got gas. Now I need to do my brows. Didn't do my nails because I didn't really have enough time to do them. But these are my brows. It's like, I don't know. My brows were always so... Anyway, I already microdosed on my Fortnite. I played a few games. And I'm having some dinner. Not as aesthetically pleasing as my breakfast / lunch, but chicken, avocado, sweet potatoes. I'm gonna eat this and then I'm going to go to my Pilates class. So I'm back home from Pilates. I took a shower. I washed my dishes. Let's take a look at my list. So I basically did everything except get my nails done and I didn't go to the library. And I have my job interview tomorrow, so I'm gonna try and sleep early. But before I do, a little late night reflections. I have been crying. Yes, I have been crying. My period is coming. I can feel it. Like, I'm getting these PMS cramps and stuff. And I think it just also magnifies everything I've been feeling. I just got, like, another job rejection today. I just think why I'm upset is I thought things would be more together with myself by now. I feel like the things I'm putting effort in keep like running away, or I don't want to say the word rejecting me. Every rejection is a redirection. I just feel that I should know more answers now, and I don't. Like, I should know more things about myself, what I want to do, who I want to be, but I really don't. I really envy and admire people who have a sense of self to them, who know what they want to do with their lives, who know what drives them in their career. I think I just feel empty a lot of the times. Like, I've been distracting myself a lot just to not, you know, think about stuff. Like, I've been using social media, screen time in general. I'll be okay. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in day two or day whenever I post next.
So the unemployment rate for computer engineering graduates has more than tripled over the last year. A screenshot from the New York Fed report a year ago, computer engineering, 2.3% unemployment. Same source, a year later, computer engineering, 7.5% unemployment. And this is actually true. Art history, 3% unemployment. Do not get an art history degrees, my God.
We're not talking enough about the full of potential college student to unemployed new grad with too many hobbies pipeline.
Let's talk about being unemployed post-grad. All right, the news is out. I'm unemployed. Am I okay? No, I'm not okay. I've never not had something in my life giving me an every single day schedule. I was thankful enough right after college, had an internship, and it was amazing. They actually made the position for me. I ended up being there for 6 months because they extended my internship. Loved the company, loved the people, but sadly, since it was a smaller company, they only had room to hire one more new hire on my team, and they needed a more senior level, which obviously is not me. I just graduated college. Also, I was fully remote, which is not my thing, so we all knew it was just like not gonna work for me to stay because that's not what I wanted. But because of that, now I'm unemployed. First time actually saying it on the internet. I think I've kind of just been in denial, and it's been a challenge. Now I am on the hunt for a full-time job. And it is challenging, to say the least. Not an easy process. The job market is horrible. Today marks 2 weeks of being unemployed, but hasn't been super long. Trying to remind myself that these things do take time. But I will say, nobody prepares you for being unemployed post-grad. It is one of the most challenging, humbling experiences. Honestly, it was my biggest fear. I've spent literally all of my life working my ass off so that I wouldn't have to be unemployed. But sadly, you could be doing all the right things and all the right steps. The reality of it is there is a chance that you are going to be unemployed post-grad. Sad to see too how many people will not help you get to where you need to be. I think it's important to remember everybody started here. Everybody started not having something, searching for something. Everybody starts at the bottom. I have been on calls and in talks with CEOs, senior level people, directors, HR people, getting all the connections, all the advice that I need. And it is sad to say that there's some people that just won't help you. I've been ghosted by people at companies that were supposed to help me and continue to guide me and hopefully getting an interview and next steps. People are going to disappoint. Something I remind myself, and this is why I would never be that person who doesn't want to help someone, is people you meet on the way up are the same people you're going to pass on the way down. So always remember that. But if you're in this same boat as me and it's just taking a toll on you, which it is quite literally taking a toll on me, you're not alone. We got this. Keep working your ass off and keep remembering that you're going to end up where you're supposed to be. You're going to get somewhere. Good things take time. So I guess this is my public announcement that I'm unemployed and that it's hard. But if you're dealing with the same thing, going through the same thing, I'm right there with you. So just know, my friends, you're not alone. I know it'll be okay, and it'll be okay for you guys too. So let's do this thing.
Like, being in your 20s now, we are so different from the 20s that our parents were experiencing and our grandparents, because, you know, the economy and things are so different. And I was saying how it's because they had way more capital. They could do a lot more with $40,000 a year. Whereas, like, now $40,000 a year, girl, where are you living? You're living in a shoebox. And I think, like, a prime example of this, obviously, there's so many people who experience this, is, like, I have a master's degree. A master's degree I got at 22. And I can't use it because the jobs that are set for this master's degree are being defunded. Public health care. Big shock. I wonder why that's being defunded. What's ironic about it is, like, education is used as this tool to gain more capital, to move up socially and economically and in class, right? In the past, it has been, you know, if you get a PhD, a master's, and a college degree, you are typically at a standing point that's better than someone who's not in those education brackets, right? Whereas, like, now
They're blockading education because everything costs so much money. You have crippling student loan debt, and then you can't get a job to pay off that student loan debt. And so I think it's more than just, oh, your parents had more capital. Your parents were able to do a lot with a college degree. It's even the degrees you have now are not useless. I'm not going to say don't get your education. I don't regret getting my master's, but they don't even offer or create spaces for that because everything is like, oh, well, I want 70 hours of experience in this specific thing. Meanwhile, okay, but I did my master's degree and I have 100 plus, God knows 200 plus hours within this realm, but you don't take that because it's not work experience because I was getting an education and I wasn't working. Does that make sense?
The fact that I was bawling my eyes out at this event, and then we had another guest speaker that came up and he said, burning desire is when you are sitting there and truly thinking about the type of person that you want to be and you have tears within your eyes. And that was just happening for me. I was like, absolutely, this is the way to go. And I know that I don't need a backup plan. So why am I in college? Why am I scared? I just need to drop out. I'm going to start writing down stuff of what I'm going to lose by dropping out of college. And then I'm going to write down what my successful life will look like. And then I will write down what my life looks like right now. So I can see what it's going to look like when I'm at rock bottom, how it would look like if I needed to get back into my mediocre life, and then how easy it would be to be successful because I already said it's gonna happen. I'm just waiting. And already I've met a girl that I'm probably gonna be moving in with, and we are going to lock down and be so successful together because I finally have found someone that wants extraordinary and not just normal. But you guys choose to stay average because you say it's normal and it's comfortable. Make it make sense.
It's a full-time job, and it's extremely time-consuming, and it's not as easy as it may appear to some people.
I was being nosy and listening to a couple of girls that work at my gym's conversation, and they were talking about how they've had all these job interviews, applied to all these jobs, can't get a job. Now they have to work at a gym. Literally everyone is in this predicament. It's so frustrating. Like, everyone I talk to, they're having these interviews, sounds like it goes great, and they didn't get the job. Who are the companies hiring then? I have not heard one person say, wow, the interview went great, I got hired. Who are they hiring? Additionally, what are we doing? Serving burgers and bartending is really, really burning me out. I'm really sick of it. Do I money launder? Is that even profitable? I could not be a stripper. Pole dancing is so hard. I could never look graceful up there. I really don't know. What are we doing, guys? That isn't serving a bartending. How can I make some money? I've honestly had every random job in the world, so I feel like I could do anything, honestly.
I can't be the only one going through this right now. I graduated from IU with a psych degree, first mistake. I'm having the toughest time finding a job right now. I've submitted at least like 350 applications. It is a struggle out here. I do social media on the side. I also do dog walking, and then I submit claims on the Sparrow app, but like all of those together are still not enough to pay my rent and live comfortably and afford groceries. Like, if you have any advice, please comment down below.
Am I the only person that wants a refund from university? Ever since graduating college, I have been unemployed like 4 times because I'm always the one they pick in a layoff. And before this layoff always happens, I always get like an outstanding review. I'm a hardworking employee. I do everything I'm supposed to do. Yet somehow I've been unemployed like 3 times since 2017. And again, now I'm looking for another job since October. And I'm sitting on debt from college that is, at this point, I can't even pay it. I'm literally applying to jobs that you don't even need a degree for because I just need money. Yes, it was my choice to go to college. It was my choice, kind of. But at the time, everyone felt like they had to go to college to get a job. So I feel like we kind of got screwed over.
Just saw this article that got posted on LinkedIn that is rehashing an article that got posted on the Wall Street Journal that basically says that people graduating from Harvard, in particular with their MBAs, are now struggling to find a job after graduation at a much higher rate than in previous years. I think that a lot of people will be very quick to jump on the bandwagon here and say that it's likely that the Ivy Leagues are just losing their prestige, or that Harvard in particular is facing a lot of backlash for a lot of the controversy that it's had in recent years. But the truth of the matter is that this is happening across the board. Even just here, you can see that the numbers look fairly rough for people graduating from Harvard, from MIT, Stanford, Duke, UMich, and UChicago, all schools that typically funnel a lot of people into very high-paying jobs. This trend is not limited to students graduating from business school. We are seeing an increase in unemployment rates and difficulty finding that job after a majority of different master's degrees. If we're trying to find a culprit here or a reason beyond just the fact that the economy is struggling a lot right now, it might be that the rise of AI is creating a situation where companies don't actually need to hire that many people to get the job done. Even within tech, which used to be one of the most booming industries, we are seeing a number of companies laying off a lot of people and replacing those jobs with increased automation and increased AI tooling. So why is this important if you're applying to college right now? I think now more than ever, it's really important to be very careful about what school you are willing to go into debt for and what schools you are willing to take out student loans for, unless you come from a family that can bail you out in case things do not work out.
I just spent an hour scrolling on LinkedIn looking for post-grad opportunities, and when I tell you, it was the biggest waste of my time because I literally found one job that fits the description of what I'd like to do as a future career, kind of like the general job title that I'm looking for, and just kind of like the industry I want to work in. One job out of probably the 100, 200 plus that I saw. What is going on? I'm really scared for post-grad. And let me tell you, I'm a very valuable worker. I have tons of work experience, okay? I'm not worried about that. My resume is set. It's just more so, can I get in the door to get an interview? That's all I need. I just need an interview. I need someone to call me. That's it. And honestly, I don't really know anybody in the industry and location that I want to work in. And like, it's really frustrating because I live in South Florida, but do I want to live in Miami and Fort Lauderdale? No, I'm sorry. Too city for me. There's too many people over there and it's just not it, okay? Here's the thing. I live in South Florida, right? It's supposed to be like the new Wall Street of Florida, okay? I'm not living in Fort Lauderdale or Miami. I'll tell you that right now, okay? No way. No way. And I think it would be good for maybe like a year for fun, but like just the way the housing market is and things like that, you will literally be working a job just to be able to afford to live. Not the lifestyle that I want, sorry. The county that I live in is like so suburbia. It's like 30 minutes north of Jupiter, Florida, which is like really nice. It's a nice area, but like I need to get out, okay? I need to explore other options. And here's the thing. I already worked a corporate job that I really did not like the environment and it really did not align with me. So I am scared for my future job. I'm not going to be wasting my time. I applied for a job like 3 weeks ago and heard back from the company within like an hour of me submitting the application, which, whoa, okay, way to be on top of things. But then I did a little bit more research in the company, couldn't find any of the CEOs or founders or any information about like them and things like that. They had a website and everything, but it seemed very fishy and very scammy, and I couldn't contact any of the people on LinkedIn because their settings were turned off or whatever, that have worked for the company. I don't know, very weird. So I didn't follow up with the interview that they wanted me to, because I also emailed back to that message being like, oh hey, like, would really hate to waste your time, just want to know, you know, in a respectful way, like, what is the salary? Like, what's the expected pay? Never got a response. But responded to my application within an hour. I'm not doing that again. I guess I'm just on here to say, like, where are we applying for jobs? Who are we talking to? Because I'm stuck, okay? Am I just supposed to continue scrolling on LinkedIn every single day for an hour and find nothing? Because I'm really over Indeed. I've tried Glassdoor. I've tried ZipRecruiter, absolutely everything. They all post the same jobs. It's all the same. What makes the difference? I'm really tired. At this point, I'm about to start Googling companies around me and just start reaching out to the CEOs or like somebody that works in the department.
Anyway, I'm unemployed by choice. I'm on a job hunt and I actually have been offered three jobs. And I declined because when you get into these interviews, you realize that these jobs need you way more than you need them. Or am I crazy? Like, you're telling me you want me to do all that work for $16 an hour and I have a degree? You're crazy. You're crazy. $16 an hour is minimum wage in New York. So just because the minimum wage here is $7 an hour, you can't play with me like that. But I had a really good job interview today, and I'm honestly excited about this job, and I really hope I get it. It's going to be a dual position that they made up for me, and it'll be a new experience for me. I did get a degree in art and design, but I have experience in communications, and I'm also getting a marketing certification right now. And so the role for this job will be marketing, and then for 10 hours or 15 hours a week, I'll be doing sales. So I hope I get it. I'm excited for it because it's at like a place that I just actually want to work for, and I don't have to dress up every day. I hate dressing up every day, and at this place, I get to wear athletic clothes. I hope I get it. I have my third interview with them. She's scheduling it with the owners, so I'm excited. I also have a third interview with another place that I'm gonna have to tell them I decline. I don't want to work from them. I didn't want to work from them this whole time. It didn't feel good. It didn't feel right. But this feels exciting. So I wish myself luck.
I feel like a lot of postgrads that don't have full-time jobs yet regret to inform the audience how difficult it is to stay disciplined when you don't have any structure or schedule to follow. Recently, I've been waking up at 11 a.m., 12 p.m. because I have nothing in the morning to do other than, yes, I could go to the gym. I could wake up early to go to the gym, but then after that, then what? Like, I'm doing nothing. I'm just, like, going back to laying in bed and scrolling on TikTok for a couple hours. And yes, I have small part-time jobs that I'm doing, but a majority of those things that I do to make money, it's later in the evening, not until, like, 4, 5 p.m., even though I don't have any responsibilities in the first half of the day, I still feel bad about waking up late. And it just makes me excited to go back to school because then I'm following more of a routine of having to wake up early because obviously I was very much disciplined about not skipping my classes. It's rough though. This gap year is rough because I want to be as productive as I can be, but it's hard when I don't have this full busy schedule yet at all. Obviously, I know people would probably say then, like, oh, get a part-time job for the morning time. Like, go work at a coffee shop or something so it forces you to wake up early. And I'm like, well, I don't necessarily have to do that. Like, right now, I'm very thankful I'm making a significant amount of money to support myself right now. But it's just, like, hard at the same time because I would like to start waking up on the earlier side. And earlier on the earlier side is more like 9 a.m. But I just don't wake up that early unless I have to babysit really early in the morning.
If you guys love trading, check out the private Discord server, link in the description below. I mean, we're making a lot of money. Like, one of the Google calls last week made like 51%. A lot of gains here, 40, 75, 30%. We're making like a few hundred dollars every single day. And our traders are really, really experienced. They're trading every single day. We're showing all the plays out there. We even got different trackers. You know, check out what the politicians are doing. Unusual stocks and options news to see what the insiders are doing. And also, it's pretty cheap. It's only $10 a month. Limited time only. 7-day free trial. I mean, this server, we spent over $1,000 making it, and a lot of other places are charging you like 40, 50 bucks, but honestly, it's $10 a month, 7-day free trial. It's not gonna last forever, and we seriously have some of the best trades out there, and you're not gonna get a server cheaper than this, especially with the amount of traders that we're doing. Check us out.